Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
A matter of fact, to talk about the reveal of the college football playoff rankings, to also discuss and think about some of these rumors that are being bandied about, joining us right now is someone who covers all things college football for The Athletic. Welcome back to the show, Scott Docterman. Scott, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, man. It's a nice night here watching some college hoops and checked out the reveal. So a lot of busy stuff going on.
Now, are you surprised that Alabama took the fall that it did after beating Oklahoma? I mean, we knew that they were going to fall behind Oklahoma, but sitting at number 10?
Yeah, I thought that was fair. When you lose at home, and that's their second loss, and their first one was against a team that's 5-5, I think it's worthwhile that they were able to fall that far. And I think it says a lot about them that they're still able to stay ahead of BYU, which only has one loss, and that's the Texas Tech. So I think it says a lot right now that Alabama's still in the last spot in the playoff, but they've got some work to do. They have to win out in order to secure that spot. No more mulligans for the Crimson Tide.
Well, we see Georgia, they're able to elevate into that number 4 spot, which was previously occupied in previous editions by Alabama, as you just discussed. And Texas Tech has now slid into that number 5 spot after they beat up on UCF. Texas Tech not garnering, of course, as much attention as in Alabama or Georgia or throughout the course of the country. What have you seen from Texas Tech?
Tremendous defense. They might be the, along with Ohio State, I think Texas Tech has the best defense in the country with David Bailey and Jacob Rodriguez. I mean, this is and Lee Hunter up front. This is as potent and physical of a defense as you'll find in the SEC or Big Ten, which has really been instrumental in the way that they've been able to run roughshod over the Big 12, except for that one hiccup they had at Arizona State. But I think this is a team that is more than capable of reaching the final four. And offensively, they're as good or better than anybody in the Big 12. So this is a Big 12 team that plays more like an SEC team, which is why I think it's got a lot of opportunities here to get a bye and then ultimately make a run in the tournament.
Scott Docterman is here with us, covers all things college for The Athletic. And we know right behind Texas Tech is Ole Miss. We know that they're in the news for other reasons. Lane Kiffin, so many rumors about where he's going, where he's not going, ultimatums, no ultimatums. I haven't heard him disavow the fact that he's going anywhere. What do you think the deal is with Lane? He's not going to go into the playoff and then bail, or is he?
That's a great question. You kind of wonder, what is Ole Miss doing behind the scenes? Are they issuing an ultimatum? Because if they're going to do that, he's got to figure out what's best for him. Going into the playoff with a team that's and a program that's willing to push the button that hard, that quick, and is that the right place for him to be in case, you know, they have a hiccup next year? Maybe they're 6-6, and then they get rid of him. So he's got to figure out what's best for himself and his family, and if that's LSU or Florida, he's got to investigate that. And I understand, you know, the trepidation here. I mean, you know, this is his next and probably last job that he really has. And so I think that the key is, if you're Ole Miss, you've never been in this position in the playoff era, why don't you just let it ride out and show your coach how much you like him and you want him rather than force him into a position? And according to Lane, there's been no direct coercion, but you know, there are a lot of rumors out there right now.
I mean, but if we look at past history, when it comes down to Lane leaving anywhere, whether it be in the NFL or college, he doesn't necessarily have the best track record.
No, and he's been forced out a few times. You know, he was at Tennessee and went to USC, and then USC fired him, and then you know, he was at Florida Atlantic and left for Ole Miss, and the Raiders fired him. So he's been all the way around the bend here over the last 15 years or so. I think this is a, you know, his next move, whether it's at home at Ole Miss and keeping Ole Miss competitive where it hasn't really been for, you know, since the 50s and 60s, I think he can make that call. Or if he wants to take another step into a place like Florida or LSU, which has a little bit more recent history, he's in a good spot. And but I think in this era, you gotta understand that these coaches are mercenaries, the players are. You just got to make sure you keep them happy.
Everybody just shows up to work and goes where they can get paid. And talking about getting paid, another coach, we know James Franklin got the job at Virginia Tech, but there have been rumors now as well about Sark potentially leaving Texas, maybe going on to the NFL and maybe coaching the Titans. Do you think there's some life to that rumor?
Yeah, I think that there's some potential there, and a lot of this is posturing, as we know. Agents like to leak things to media, and sometimes that's to get a better deal from where he is, or that's to have it leverage and move on. I think right now, I'm almost skeptical of every single coach in the country, because, you know, Sark has been at other places, and sometimes it's worked out, sometimes it hasn't, and so you wonder, you know, what's his appetite? Same thing with Jed Fish at Washington. There's been a lot of discussion. He wants to leave after just being there for 2 years. So I think there's the merry-go-round part of this coaching carousel is going to be more fascinating than where we are right now. And there are a lot of really good openings, some of which that would be number one every other year, now four or five.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Down the list.
A college football reporter for The Athletic, Scott Docterman, is joining us here on the JR Sport B Show, coast to coast. When it comes to the top of the rankings, I mean, outside of the adjustment we had here with Alabama, Ohio State, I feel like they've been firmly entrenched. They haven't moved. Indiana is right there. Texas A&M had a little bit of a scare, but they're still there. Business as usual. Can we just put Ohio State and get in a bye and keep it moving?
Yeah, I think I'm anxious to see how Ohio State handles their friends up north in
Michigan. No, I think we might have lost. Well, go ahead, Scott. I thought we lost you for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think what happens with Ohio State up at their friends up north in Ann Arbor in a week and a half will tell us a lot about what is, if they're capable of being number one and in indisputed fashion, or if I think that they are going to be, a team that Indiana has a chance to really knock off. Because last year we all thought Ohio State was going to run Michigan and then, of course, lost. And now I think this year Ohio State is clearly the better team. But how they handle Michigan will tell us everything we want to know about the Buckeyes. But I'm a big fan of Indiana and the way Indiana's played, because they can do it any way you want. They can play slam ball. They can fill it up. Fernando Mendoza right now is probably the odds on favorite for the Heisman. He's got two of the best receivers, although one's been hurt, and Elijah Surratt lately, but Omar Cooper had probably the play of the season in that catch against Penn State.
Yeah.
And they're physical up front. So I think they're the best two teams in the country, and I can't wait to see what happens when they get together in Indianapolis.
Oh, man, that's going to be an interesting, Big Ten championship game there. As we kind of, wind down the regular season, get towards the championship games, who or what are some other things that we should pay attention to? Any matchups, any teams?
Yeah, I think when you look this week, there's a couple of games that really stand out. I think Oregon and USC, I think this is an elimination game for the playoffs, because even though, you know, Oregon right now is in that kind of danger zone where if they lose again, they'll probably fall behind BYU. And then if BYU goes and plays Texas Tech and loses again, will the committee penalize them for a second loss, or will they say, hey, it's an extra game, we don't really grade them that way? I think that could be real dangerous for Oregon, and plus then USC would probably jump them. And the other thing that's interesting is we've had a lot of discussion about the Miami and Notre Dame factor.
Oh, boy.
Well, they're not in the same quadrant. The way that they do the comparative analysis, you've got to have teams that are in the same four-team block. So if Miami would have been up to number 12, then it would have entered that that comparative analysis. But as it's 13 and Notre Dame is 9, Notre Dame's just in a too good of a spot to make it a comparative analysis. So I think that's going to be something worth watching if you see somebody stumble, whether it's a Vanderbilt or BYU or Utah. Can Miami get to that situation where head-to-head matters? I think that's something to watch out for.
No, we got plenty to see as we're – I can't believe we're almost a month now away from the start of the college football playoff. This new format is still is something to get used to. Thinking about the playoff in December is making me go, huh, wait, we're here already? And now they're already potentially down the line talking about an expansion, Scott. So it's a lot of action coming at us fast.
Yeah, it is. I always look at when you get to the last 2 weeks of the season, it's kind of like 8:30 or 9 o'clock on Christmas night where you're going, man, you still got a little bit of Christmas left, but it's almost over, and you just start to miss it already. And I think that's where we are right now with the college football season. But we do know that the best is yet to come with the conference championship games and then the playoff. I mean, I think the playoff, to me, I think it's added to the excitement of the season because all of these games matter. Otherwise, we'd be looking at USC and Oregon saying, okay, who's going to go to whatever bowl game? Now it's an elimination for a playoff. I think that really drives – same thing with Alabama and Oklahoma. Nobody would have cared if it was who's going to go to the Citrus Bowl, but now who can go to the playoff and who maybe can host a game, that matters big time.
Yeah, we got a little bit of juice. Hey, last question for you, Scott. This is a team that, they certainly ain't competing for no playoff spot here. We hear like once a week now from Deion Sanders about how he's changing things, but you can count on him, and he's going to be sticking around. The athletic director's gone. What's going on out there in Boulder?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we do need to pay attention to the situation. It's been a tough year for him. It's been a tough year medically. They lost the Heisman Trophy winner and his son, who were, really indelible to the rise of Colorado. Deion still makes things interesting, but they've got to get better. I mean, they hit the portal hard, and they have, and sometimes with the portal, you start to you can strike out pretty easily if you get the wrong guys, and I think they did. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Colorado can do this offseason if Deion stays. And then right now, I think it would be to his benefit if he would stay and fight through this and prove his value as a coach, because he has so far. But this year, they kind of struck out when it came to the talent on their roster.
We'll see. His son is gone. Going to get that start and get that opportunity. We know Travis Hunter hurt for the Jaguars. Scott, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you. Keep up with all your work with The Athletic.
Yeah, you can check me out on X at Scott Docterman or at The Athletic with myself and several of my colleagues who cover the sport day in, day out at theathletic.com. And we should have some specials coming up here on Black Friday and next week. So it's definitely worth checking out.
Scott, we appreciate your expertise. We'll catch you soon, okay?
All right, appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.